Loggers, your special little creatures. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now today, some of what I'm hoping to demystify is that lagers, all the lagers out there, are more than just those yellow beer flavored beers with low ABV made by all of the macro beer brands, and that this method of brewing can actually crank out a really large assortment of flavors. So on this episode, we are going to chat about what being a lager even really means, and then four new styles of lager for you guys to try out. Let's get started. Now, I know many of you have done so already, so thank you so much, but I want to just remind the rest of you that the Flirty 30 Beer Feelings sale, where everything is 30% off, is still going on, and it's going to be going on until the end of today, which is June 26th. Yes, I had a great birthday yesterday, 30 and feeling fine, but because I'm in my 30s now, I'm ready to wind things down and go be a couch potato. So, yes. Anyways, make sure go online, order a few things, stock up, take care of your gifts for the year, but just make sure you do it before midnight tonight because that's when the sale ends. So, okay, let's chat a little bit about lagers. So I get this question a lot, like, are lagers a style of beer? And I guess like the reason why I want to bring this up is because when people ask, what styles do you like? I hear people all the time say lagers, which like isn't totally incorrect. It's kind of like if someone were to ask you what your favorite type of food was, you replying, I like grilled foods. So that's not wrong, but it's kind of a vague answer. Like it would be more specific to say like, I like grilled bratwurst. I like grilled corn instead of like just, I think you guys get, I'm getting all tongue-tied. I think you guys get where I'm going here. So technically there are two big buckets of different types of beer, and those are ales and lagers, which those two are basically defined by how the beer is brewed. Ales are probably what you're seeing most of the time because they're just straight up easier to make. So the beer in an ale ferments at a warmer temperature, and the brewer has more chances to like fix what's going on if something goes amiss. Lagers, on the other hand, have more of a low and slow vibe. Now, they ferment for longer periods of time in a process called lagering, so that's easy to remember, but the beer here is kept at a lower temperature. Lagers specifically are known for delivering a really clean and true flavor. There's a lot less space for the brewer to hide, so if something goes wrong in this process, you will absolutely know. I know I remember one of the very first beer workshops that I was a participant at. The instructor told me that when I'm trying at a new brewery, if I want to kind of like judge or just like inspect how like good of a brewer or brewing staff kind of is, I don't even know how to phrase that, like how good the brewer is, how advanced they are. You can taste a lager and basically see right away, like, are they a really talented brewer, or do they still have something to learn? So anyways, lagers are special little creatures. As a whole, they tend to be more on the clear side as far as transparency goes, and they're very light on your tongue as far as like, they're not especially thick, like they're very light liquids, very like viscous. Nope, we're just cut that out. they're light on your tongue. They're like the opposite of a smoothie sour as far as thickness goes. But I want to keep this episode nice and digestible and light like the lager. So I'm going to give you guys a flight of four different styles of lager just to show the range out there. But please know that there are so, so many others that I'm not going to talk about. Also, if any of these pique your interest, let me know if you guys want a full episode. All of them have really cool histories, and I'm always happy to either share what I know or learn along with you. So We're going to go from lightest to darkest, just to keep me organized. And just as I was kind of putting together my notes, I wanted to share something kind of fun about the styles that I'm going to talk about with you. It makes me so happy when the names give you clues about what to expect. So for example, our first beer is going to be a Maibach. It quite literally means May beer. So it's a spring beer. Schwarz beer means black beer and Rock beer means smoke beer. So anyways, I think that's kind of fun that once you learn a few of these kind of naming conventions, you get like basically a special glimpse into what you can expect from them. So the Maibach, the May beer, basically anytime you see the word, it's not a word, but like the part of a beer term that says Bock, Doppelbock, Maibock, things like that, you're looking at a lager. So this beer, because it is a May beer, it's a springy beer. It is tannish in color and it is boozy. It is full of alcohol here. So that's kind of my first thing that we're going to debunk is that lagers don't always have to be like really easy daytime drinking sippers. They can pack an alcohol punch too, like the Maibock. I think of the Maibach as being a little more hop forward than other types of lager. So maybe if you're into pale ales, you've enjoyed that space and you want to taste the crispy boy cousin, a Maibach would be really fun for you to explore. If, however, you are afraid of hops, this is a good way to start to ease into different hop profiles, especially on the more floral side, because there's kind of a nice bakery grain balance in there as well. I personally became aware of the Maibach a couple of years ago, and I just, every time I drink it, I think it is a fascinating beer. There's a lot to like investigate when you're sipping on it. My second lager for you guys to explore is the Märzen. Now, you're typically going to see this style of beer come up at Oktoberfest. They're malty and just a little bit kind of on the sweet side, caramel in color. So a little bit darker than the Maibach, not quite as dark as like what you would think of as a dark, dark beer. But Märzen actually means March, which traditionally is when these beers started their brewing journey. And then it was kind of low and slow fermentation until the fall when they're ready to go. Probably doesn't happen anymore because we have better brewing equipment and it's expensive to brew a beer for that long. But man, some fun beer snippets left and right. But yes, anyways, Märzen, great beer. You're going to see a lot of it around Oktoberfest, but it is in fact a lager. Next beer is going to be the Schwarz beer, which like I mentioned, quite literally translates to black beer. You're going to get a lot of roasted flavors in this. So think dark chocolate, think coffee. This one, we actually did have a whole episode about it. So if I've piqued your interest, if you're intrigued, go listen to the whole episode. We go into a lot of why I think you would like Schwarz beers, but what kind of the long and the short, the like too long didn't read. I just learned what TLDR, that's what it stands for. So the short of the long is what I like about Schwarz beers. It scratches my porter and stout itch from a flavor standpoint, but it doesn't leave me as full kind of in my belly. And it also doesn't knock me on my butt with the alcohol. So with this beer, mainly what I wanted to show, lagers can be dark in color and have that roasted flavor. And then finally, a lager for you to kind of use to expand your lager spectrum is going to be the Rock beer. I pronounce it Rock beer. I've heard other people pronounce it Rauch beer. It's Rauchbier, but this literally translates to smoked beer, and that's absolutely what it is. That's how the grains are prepared, more like capturing the smoke in a flame. And I think the best way to describe how smoke is like lives in this beer is thinking about if you went to a bonfire, like in the wilderness with a bunch of friends, and on the drive home, the way your hair smells in the car, or if you were to go do like laundry the next day and like you find your bonfire clothes, the way that those things hold onto the fire and hold onto the smoke, I kind of think that's what's going on in the Rock beer. I think this is an interesting style. It's not my favorite style. It's not my least favorite style, but I'm always excited to drink it. Again, I've never tried a beer that quite tastes like this, and that excites me to try new things. But personally, I can only drink it in small amounts because it is pretty overwhelming. So there we go. Handful of lagers that aren't yellow beer flavored beer in a glass. We have boozy, we have something sweeter, something roasted, and something smoked. Now, I'd love to know if you guys have tried any of these or kind of what other lagers you like to drink out there. And also let me know if you guys want me to go into more details on any of the styles that we chatted about today. One more reminder to make sure to take advantage of that Flirty 30 beer feeling sale. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes. But I hope no matter that what you are doing for the rest of the day, whether it's chilling like a couch potato like me or going out and having adventure, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers.